This is Dave Wilson for Get Ready to Rock. I'm backstage at Liquid Rooms in Edinburgh with Frederick from Dragon Force. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I just saw you say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh,
is that,
yes.
Okay, but what is, okay, because we're talking about it on the way here. This is, it's spelled Edinburgh.
Yeah.
But you say Edinburgh.
You want to have the borough at the
Edinburgh,
end.
Edinburgh, like Barry and Stace. Okay, all right, okay.
The Americans call it Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
So, whatever you want. We're
okay.
Happy with anything, to be
all
fair.
All right, okay, so. Yeah.
First night of the tour tonight.
Yes.
Starting off, sound check looked a bit fraught there.
Yeah.
Maybe just first night nerves and what have you.
Someone just gave me my first laminate, by the way.
Looks lovely here. Very nice.
Not really. I'm actually going to have a discussion with the person right after. No, it's good. It's the first night. So, like I was just saying before the interview started, there's a lot of stress because we want to make sure that everything's working. We want to make sure that the new drummer, G, you know, is like feeling is a bit like lost, which is normal.
Yeah.
For us, it's a bit more like meh, whatever. And we needed to hurry up so we can leave the a bit of time for the support band to do something.
Yeah.
Actually, we failed on that, so they have no time, which I find it's actually pretty funny. But it's good to be in Edinburgh. I never played here.
Yep. Moved to the smaller venues this time round on the tour.
Yeah.
Plenty of them, about 20 days up and down the country.
Yep.
Was that a conscious move this time, or was that a financial move? Or
It was an idea of our manager. Instead of doing, you know, the usual 5-7 big cities and that's it, he said we should actually go and, closer to the people and go a lot of places instead of, which is kind of fun. Honestly, we started today, we just arrived this morning, and I've got a good feeling about this. This is obviously smaller than what we usually play, but it's more fun in a way.
Yeah.
You've got the usual questions, do you prefer to play small stages or big stages? And people that are playing small stages are, oh, it's way better because they can't play big stages. But it is, in my case, I prefer small stages because you can see the girls closer.
Ah, see, there you go.
Yeah, it's true, though.
This tour, it's more like a kind of tour of old, you know, the Iron Maidens and the Saxons, if you like, who used to come and do multiple tours up and down the country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a return to that more and more from bands, or is this just a kind of one-off from yourself and you'll return to the bigger halls, or...?
See, okay, so that's a proof of my problem with the Scottish accent. That was too much for me. So what did you ask?
The smaller dates.
Yes,
it's more like what Iron Maiden and Saxon used to do in the
early '80s. Is that what they did?
They would go up and down
so
the country.
I'm so young. I have no idea.
20-30 dates, you know.
Right.
And bands have got away from that. Do you see a return to that?
I, to be honest, I never thought of it. I don't know. Let's see how. You should ask me that question at the end of the tour, maybe, then I can tell you what's going on. I personally like the idea of, instead of, like I said, playing those big stages, and I mean, you know, big venues and that's it. It's actually cool to get closer to the people. I mean, there's a lot of... I might be extremely tired by the end of the tour and say, never again. But, yeah, we'll see.
Of course, we're out in support of the new album.
Yes.
Maximum Overload.
Yes.
Amazing. A few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you're happy with the results.
Yeah, yeah. Because I co-wrote pretty much everything. In the past, it was always Sam writing most of the material. But maybe you had a question. I just started before. No, you go. Yeah, yeah. I'm happy. Yeah,
I mean, I was going to touch on the writing process. You know, I did read it. You were more involved this time round, so was that a big step forward for you?
Yeah, it's always interesting. You know, before I hated it, now I love it. That's simple as that. No, we started on the previous album, The Power Within. We started to write together, which it was the song "Give Me the Night" that we're not playing tonight. And we just felt that it's actually quite easy. We have like the same background kind of thing, so it just went very well. And at the same time, I also proved that I was an okay songwriter because I wrote the song "Seasons," which people seem to like. So it just made me legit. So so we just said, Sam and I just said, well, why don't you come to my place in France, and we're just gonna do the album there. And he came the first time around, like he stayed 5 days. And within 5 days, we had like, 5 songs pretty much not ready, but like a good, you know. So it just went very fast. And I'm very happy with the results. There's a lot of me in it, obviously. I played a lot of guitar on the album as well.
Right.
Because I'm a guitar player originally. So I do play a lot of rhythm guitar, play a few solos. And the thing is, I think it's more diverse. Because before, like I said, it was only Sam. And now I just brought my thrash kind of, you know, influences and death and prog and whatnot. Yep. So I just put a lot of ingredients in the soup. So yeah. I think it's a nice soup.
Yeah, that was one thing I was going to touch on as well, was there is a few differences in this album from the last few.
Yeah.
A few different styles in there, including on Extraction Zone, you've got a bit of, yeah, Limp Bizkit dub in there as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So was that a conscious thing, you know, to try and diversify away from the norm, I mean, or just add a bit more into it?
I guess we just sat down and just thought, okay, so what do you have? Well, I have got that, all right, and I have that on guitar. For those who, if I don't know, if, but yeah, I'm miming. That's what I'm doing, right? Because I've got that and that. Yeah, I'm miming the... So it just started like that. And I wanted to have something more diverse anyway. I'm not like unidimensional power metal. I mean, it's interesting, but I think it's interesting to try things to put yourself in danger, so to say, you know. And we also had the chance to work with Jens Bogren, as a producer, who was also willing to try out different things. So he, while I brought those different elements, I guess, in the music, thrash and prog and death, Jens also stripped down the sound, you know, like less... we used to have like lots of layers of keyboards. It's just like... And I think to me, it just kills the dynamic of the whole thing. So Jens helped us in that sense as well. So I think it's just everything combined makes the album way more diverse. Talking about Extraction Zone, that middle section, for example. So you have like those sort of Pac-Man video game sound. That was Herman's actually add, you know, to that soup.
Yeah.
Let's talk about soup. And the rhythm behind, it's something I wrote, and it's like a sort of a homage of a French singer that is dead now, Serge Gainsbourg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got one album. It has that sort of like rhythm guitar, and I was like, I'd like to have that in one of my albums. So there you go. So we just try things. If they work out, it's not just like, oh, that, oh, randomly, you know. It all makes sense somehow. But we tried a few different things, and again, pretty happy with the result.
Yeah, it certainly made for a more interesting album.
Well,
One of the songs, the lead song off the album, The Game, also features Matt from Trivium as well. How did that come about?
Matt, we actually met... What I can say, 8 years ago, something, and we did a tour together. We did a Black Crusade, and we just like got along very well. And then we did not so long ago, we did a tour in South America together, Trivium and Dragonfall. And again, we just got along very well. You know, like he likes food, I like food as well. He's doing jiu-jitsu, so does Herman. So you know, and Matt and I like to talk about horror movies, movies in general. So. And when we were talking about should we have a guest on this album, why not? You know, it could be interesting, everybody's doing it, why not? But also it came the point when you know, I'm the one usually together with Sam, we do the shouty beats like that, and just like, how about we actually ask Matt, who's a nice chap, and he could do it, he's got a good voice, and while we're at it, maybe he should like sing some backing vocals, because he's got, you know, he can do both. And that's that. So they just asked me, can you send him a message, which I did on WhatsApp. They just came back from a tour, they had like a very little like short, you know, break in between. I just sent him a message, just like, hey dude, do you want to sing on a couple of songs, three songs actually. He was like, yeah. And I sent him the thing, and just like 2 days after, he sent me everything back, but like really was pumped, just like, oh, tell me if everything's okay. And everything was good, so we used the whole lot, like black metal, death metal, singing, blah, 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 blah. It was just perfect. So, yeah, once again, very happy with the result. Just very happy. But it's true. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Just like, shit. Hey, it's cool. You know, he's a cool dude. We like the band. We're all friends, and he ends up on the album.
Yeah.
And he likes the song. Bonus.
Oh, all the better.
Yeah, he could be like, I've done that to you guys, but I really hate the songs. No, he does like the song.
Another song that takes a slightly different turn is Symphony of the Night. He puffs his chest out there.
There you go. Well, every time you say Symphony of the Night, you get
£20.
Thank you.
£20 just changed hands there.
Yeah.
It goes down the more kind of musical line. Yeah, West End stylish.
Uh-huh.
Could you see Dragon Force doing a musical at some point, and kind of you know, We Will Rock You style?
I've always been interested. I wrote most of the song. I wrote that song originally for Japan.
Yeah.
because you always have to do a bonus for Japan because the price is higher, and therefore they request a song just for them so people don't go and buy the American CD or whatever. And since it's my favorite country in the world, I really love Japan, I said, I'm taking care of the Japanese bonus. And I had a Japanese girlfriend at the time. She got me into those bands. They are inspired by the French music, you know, Versailles or Moi Dis-moi or whatever. There's a lot of Frenchy touch to it, you know, with a harpsichord as well. Yeah. So I thought that would be interesting to do. Well, I'm French. I'm going to write something for the Japanese, but based on what I blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and the guys liked it, and so it ended up on the album. And it is very like classical.
Yeah, especially the opening.
Yeah. So that's something I used to do in my previous band back in the days, a band called Heavenly. Yeah. So I used to do that sort of more classical, neoclassical kind of thing, and they liked it too. I don't know if we're gonna carry on doing like. It's interesting to have one song like that. I'm not sure that, you know, I'm not convinced that the whole album, but doing a musical. That would be interesting. Depends what I'm doing, what character I'm doing, that's all. Or who's doing me, or who's doing. As long as there are some girls, I'm happy with. Sounds desperate, that's the second time I'm saying girls.
One song that could prove to be a bit contentious on the album is the cover version. Ring of Fire, the old Johnny Cash classic. Mm-hmm. Whose idea was it to go with that one?
Our manager told us you guys should do a cover. We told him, fuck off. No, we said, nah. Because we always said, we're not going to do a cover. Because for us, it was always like, let's do the Trooper.
Yeah.
Wow, everybody can do it. It's not very interesting. And he said, no, you know, try to get a song and maybe you could, like, Dragon Force-ified it. And we said, all right, why not? And we all, like, gather up a few ideas. And Sam suggested Ring of Fire. It's not my cup of tea. It's not what I like in terms of music. I don't really like Johnny Cash, but was like, yeah, okay, challenge. Challenge accepted. And we've got a lot of people who are, oh my god, what have you done to Johnny Cash? Okay, I mean, you know, it's fun. Yeah. Can I say the F word, by the way? Because I kept saying it. Are you going to beat it? Oh my god.
Yeah, okay.
No, all right, okay. There are a lot of people who are actually, like, sort of offended almost, which we find it's a bonus. It's, it's a plus. Thank you very much. Cherry on top. But, so that's that. And we just, like, because it was fun, we decided to put it on the album.
Yeah.
Not just a bonus, but, like, so that's that.
No, I must admit, I did share it on Facebook the other day, and it did get a mixed reaction. So.
Yeah, right? Some people are just like, "Yeah, awesome." Some people are just like, oh my God. But I think I prefer actually those, oh my God, reaction. Whatever you get, at the end of the day, if you get a reaction, whether it's a good one or a bad one, you get a reaction.
Yeah, the other thing the band's gone through recently is a couple of changes of lineup. This is Mark's second album now.
Yeah.
Is he a keeper now?
It's his last album as well. We had enough. No, good. Everything's fine. I mean, we... all right. My ass is wet. yeah, no. Oh, God. Fine. What was that? Yes. It was very unexperienced when he joined the band.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a... You know, it was hard work to get the album done. And for us to get used to his voice. And then we toured. You know, did the world tour with For the Power Within, and his voice just got stronger, and we got used to it. We know his range, you know, blah blah. So when we wrote the song this time around, we had his voice in mind already, as opposed to when we did The Power Within, we were just like writing for someone. So we had to change blah blah this time. And we knew exactly where he's good, where he's not. He's always good because he was just I love you, but. We're gonna keep him at least for another album. We'll see after. I'm the one who's leaving next time anyways. Special news for you. Dave left the band. No hard feelings. He was just he's getting older. He wants to do prog music, take care of his family as well. He actually recommended G as well, because we know G for a little while, from like maybe 2 years now.
Yeah.
When I had G in mind, when Dave said, okay, I want to leave, I was just like, G. And he also mentioned it and said, well, you guys should try G. So, lovely. So we're gonna see Dave in a few days, technically, on this tour. He's going to come out and have a few beers or red wine.
So what's the rest of 2014 hold for you? I take it's just the rest of the tour.
Yeah, we do... was that we do that UK tour, then we have one show in Japan, Loud Park. So I'm going to stay there for a week and enjoy Japan, because I like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we do Europe with Epica. And then we're going to do... America has been announced with Camelot. There's going to be probably some stuff in between that is not like confirmed yet or close to. And then a European festival. I think like pretty much our manager gave us the info two days ago. Pretty much we book until mid-2016. I'll be old by then and extremely tired. But so we've got, there's a lot. It's just the start right now. Tonight.
Tonight. It all starts here.
Yeah, exactly. In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Frederick, for having a chat with us.
Yeah, cool.
It's been fantastic. And hopefully tonight and the rest of the tour will go very well for you.
Yeah, well, let's hope tonight goes well and then we'll see. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers.